Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 26, 2021, and this is episode 20 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal in recording these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the all-important theme of managing expectations, and yesterday on Context and Clarity Live, our weekly simulcast event, we talked to Seth Godin about changing perceptions to change the future. Did you join the Context and Clarity Live conversation yesterday? Were you on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube, or were you one of our many, many followers on Twitch? I appreciate Seth coming on and Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me. As promised, Seth didn't disappoint. His ability to boil complex ideas down into a concise and impactful way forward always amazes me. If you haven't already, I mentioned this yesterday, go to Seth Godin's Akimbo podcast and listen to his episode from January 11th. It's called The Architecture of Architecture. And I really do believe that every architect needs to listen to it all the way through. It's not long, maybe 18 minutes. So listen to it and understand what Seth is talking about, especially when he talks about minimal viable audience. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 19. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of yesterday's live Context and Clarity live conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in some of the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple. It takes you straight there. So think about joining the group and maybe joining the live conversations every afternoon. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our Context and Clarity conversation format and back to talking about managing expectations. I guess as I think about today's topic, I'm reminded that expectations flow in both directions and sometimes at the same time. So today we'll talk about managing your workload and your schedule. Your client will obviously have expectations when it comes to schedule. How are you going to meet their schedule? Maybe a better question is, are you actively working to set their schedule? But meeting schedules also requires that you balance and manage workload. I'm pretty sure you're not working in a vacuum, so you might be managing client Jerry's schedule and client Elaine's schedule and having to manage multiple workloads. So how are you doing that? Software might be part of the equation. If you're old school, you might be using Microsoft Project, or a legal pad for that matter. If you're closer to the cutting edge, you might be using something like Monday.com. If you're not familiar with Monday, Smartsheet might be more your thing. There are lots of options, and software is great, but here's the problem. Most of us don't use software anywhere near its potential, and software is software. It's on my computer or it's on my phone, but you can't take the human out of me. I still need to use the software. I need to act on the information that's there. I might need to convince others to come along with me and take the appropriate action at the appropriate time. Is there a mindset in play here somewhere? That's what has me curious. What are you doing to manage your workload and the schedule and to manage those deadline-driven client expectations? These are the things that we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry, Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.